Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for our prayer time get together right here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It is Columbus Day here in the United States. And of course, that Columbus Day holiday has been pretty much ignored by most folks. No longer do the state offices close and that sort of thing, at least in the state of Tennessee. However, it is still a federal holiday. And Columbus Day, of course, was set up to commemorate Christopher Columbus, or as they say, Cristofor Colombo. But Christopher Columbus, the fella who in 1492 sailed over from Europe into the Americas and brought the Spanish language and the Spanish culture to the area with him, even though he was Italian. And of course, we could go into that story, but we're not going to. It's interesting, however, when you read some of the history as to how much of a concern that Christopher Columbus had for the spreading of the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he took forth his efforts, including all of the, the Niña, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, those ships, they were all for the spread of the gospel. Now we know as well they were for the spread of the glory of Spain and gold and lots of other things, but when you read Christopher Columbus's own writings, he talks about wanting to see the gospel of Jesus Christ spread around the world. And I trust that that was indeed his motivation. Nonetheless, today is Columbus Day in these United States. I want us to take a look in Isaiah, and we're going to begin in Isaiah 41:4, 41:10, Isaiah 41:10. Now, in Isaiah, there are a number of repeated statements by God about himself, about his love, and about his relationship with his children. And it shows his devotion. It shows his love for us. And I want to touch at least on a few of those. Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Notice that. Don't fear. I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. Don't be taken by surprise, for I'm not only with you, but I am God. And I will give you strength, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. The term yea is in here several times. I will strengthen thee, yes. I will help thee, yes. Now, why is the word yea or yes put in there? It is for emphasis, to let us know that God is always with us. He is the yes. He is the yes in all statements. God is not the no in all statements. He is the yes of all statements. Fear not, fear thou not, don't be afraid. Now, that's a key thing for us to understand, and this is Isaiah 41. Don't be afraid. And why should we not be afraid? Because I'm with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. And I will cause you to have strength. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. What a wonderful, wonderful God we have. Going to Isaiah 42 and verse 6. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Notice in verse 6, I've called you, says the Lord. I myself have called you in righteousness. I'll hold your hand. I will keep you. I will give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and those that sit in darkness, bring them out of the prison house. I am the Lord God Jehovah, maker of heaven and earth. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. There is no God, little g, like unto our Lord God, capital G, capital O, capital D. There is none like him. There is none like unto him. No matter what the world tells you, there's no one equal to or even on the same plane as our almighty and magnificent and powerful, all-powerful, all-magnificent, all-knowing, all-wise, all-loving God Almighty. And so it is God Almighty in whom we trust, not the God of the moon or the God of the sun or the God of the stars or the God of the Greeks or the God of the Romans or the God of any other peoples. The God in whom we trust in this nation is the Lord God Jehovah, Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth. And he tells us not to fear because he is with us, not to be dismayed because he is holding us, and to know that he has called us in his righteousness. I might have a few more verses from Isaiah tomorrow. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for this Columbus Day. I pray that you will bless all of our listeners as they go about their duties today. Whatever it is you've got for them to do, I pray that you will just bless them in great abundance. Bless them greatly, I pray. Now, Father, it is with thanksgiving that we approach your throne in the name and through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you've been doing for each one of us, what you're doing for us today, what you're going to do for us today and in the future. We thank you. We thank you for holding us together, because we're always ready to fall apart. And we thank you for just keeping us together by your great power. We thank you for establishing us and establishing for us all of the wonderful and mighty things that you have established for us. We thank you for that. And we ask, Lord, that you would bless abundantly today, even as we attempt to serve you. Help us to serve you properly. Now, we ask that you would meet the needs of these dear folks that we've been praying for. Lord, we've got some of the finest folks in the world who listen to us and who let us hear from them from time to time. And Lord, I thank you for them. And I ask you to bless them abundantly today. I thank you for those that have chosen to participate with us by giving and keeping WHCB on the air. I ask your special blessings on them. And Lord, I ask for your provision today for them and for us and for this ministry. Lord, when we come to that despair, or we come to that time of dismay, remove that from us and give us faith in you, because you're holding us up with your right, righteous hand. We thank you for that. Now, Father, give us direction today and bless us in your service, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.